Welcome to episode 84 of the Family Time Q&A podcast. I am your host, Jerry, from TheRealJerryDugan.com, and I have with me my mini-me, Emma. Say hi to the folks listening to Emma.
Hi to the folks listening to Emma.
You've been listening to Beyond the Rut, haven't you?
Yeah. No, actually.
Really?
Really.
Because that's exactly how Brandon chimes in on Beyond the Rut. I'll say, hey, say hi to the folks listening, and Brandon will say, hi, folks listening. And it's like, oh, man, this dude. So you know what I had him do on a recent episode?
What'd you had him do
I
on
said,
a recent episode?
Brandon, tell folks how you're 6'5" and you once slam dunked on Michael Jordan. And he almost said it.
Almost?
Yeah, he didn't say it though. He wound up saying, that was a good day in North Carolina.
Ooh.
Because Michael Jordan went to the University of North Carolina.
Close. So close yet so far.
Yeah, so close. I almost got him to say it verbatim. In any case, for those tuning in to us for the first time ever, this is a weekly podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. And so I have with me Emma. We just have a conversation with each other, find out what we've been up to, and share with you things that are going on in our lives. And we even hit each other with a question. So that's the Q&A part of the show. So Emma has a question that she's looked up and prepared. I have no idea what it is. And then I'm
like,
that was really loud. And anyway, I'm going to hit her with a question, and she has no idea what I'm going to ask her. So, Emma, it's been a few weeks since we've had you on the show. Tell folks what you've been up to for the past couple of months, since the year started, practically.
Stuff.
Stuff? What kind of stuff? Tell us more.
Dance and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
And you've got Swan Lake coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you also have a festival coming up as well.
RDA Ballet Festival.
All right, so tell us more about...
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
So you're going to Baton Rouge, you're going to Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
Yep, and I think a really neat thing about that was you were an understudy for one of the pieces that may be competing or got judged for the festival and may perform at the festival.
But it's not.
Oh, it didn't get picked?
No.
Oh, sadness.
Only one dance got picked.
And was that dance from Monroe Ballet?
Mm-hmm.
Only
one dance from...
Gotcha.
CCB.
Oh. And so anyway, leading up to that, so Emma, you were not in one of these groups or one of these dance numbers.
No, because my level, usually the only levels that go are level 5 and up.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, for some reason, they said that level 4 could go. But we still couldn't be in any of the dances.
Okay.
So.
And then that changed.
Because in one dance, this one lady, the one choreographer really needed people in her dance. But people kept dropping out.
Yeah.
That Vi's getting swatted by Grammys and Grampy. Grandpa.
And so you were asked to come in and kind of be an understudy or a cover to some of these folks. And so as the weeks went on, that temporary fill-in for a day became you were in the actual number, and that was really cool. So,
si, senor.
Yeah, so thanks for sticking that out. Now, was that a fun experience for you to be a part of that?
That was a fun experience for me to be a part of that.
Awesome. Cool. And then are you excited about... going to Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going all by myself.
I know that.
For 5 days?
I don't know.
5.
Is it 5?
5.
Oh, man, I'm so scared. Yeah, because you're a baby girl. And, I mean, you're going to have chaperones. You're going to have adults looking after you.
There's only two chaperones for my level.
Just for your level?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to track you. So, you know, we'll get you back. So. Anyway, it's probably the longest time we've sent you away, other than with family.
Sí, señor.
And it's the furthest we've sent you away.
Yeah.
So, my baby girl. It's almost like a prelude to college, right, Liv?
Shut up, Jerry.
That's Olivia in the background. And I don't know why. On this show, I call her Olivia. Anywhere else, I call her Liv. I don't know what's going on
Olivia,
there.
Miss Olivia.
Oh, yes. So, I did... put that out there just to prove to the audience that Olivia and I are still together. So my stupidness from episode 83 hasn't kicked in yet. In any case, we do thank you for listening to our show. We're not done yet, but what I wanted to do was invite you to call into the show. You know, we usually put this on at the end of the episode. But, I'm not sure if everybody sticks around that
long. I want to say it.
Okay. So we want folks to call in and just share with us a question you want us to answer. We'll give you a shout out and all that good stuff. And that number is, Emma?
361-434-0126.
Awesome. So call in.
And do they want to know that we're on the right one or no?
No, not yet, because this is Family Time Q&A.
And I know,
I share the Beyond the Right one with the Beyond the Right Up. And then the audience. So call in.
I did that just for you.
And let us know your question you'd like us to tackle on the show. And we'll give you a shout out and all that good stuff. So
I want a shout out.
All right. What's your shout out?
No, I want a
shout out. Oh, you want to get a shout out?
Yes.
So yeah, call in and leave a shout out for Emma.
Yes.
Because she's probably everybody's favorite person on the show.
Probably the favorite person in the world.
Oh, that's so modest of you.
Yeah.
You're so adorable. You're so cute. The little smile. So, yeah, we would...
Ding!
Oh, Emma, that really does hurt my ears, and it's probably hurting everybody else's ears. So, please don't do that.
How about this?
Okay, that's a little bit better. Now everybody else is going to be like, what's he talking about? Because by the time you hear this episode, I will have processed the sound so that it...
So it doesn't sound like this.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Because that hurts my ears for real.
Darner.
Oh, my baby girl.
Aw.
So mean and sweet at the same time.
Darner.
No.
Darner.
Gosh, you know what? I would not know that less than 12 hours ago today, you were... spewing up your guts.
I threw webs.
Like a horror movie. Yeah, you threw webs, as Jacob used to say when he was a baby. Aww. He was little, too. Okay. What's wrong with me? I don't know. Okay, so Emma, why don't you go ahead and ask me the question you have prepared, and I'll go ahead and answer it.
Can I tell them the question I was about to ask, but then I decided last minute it was too deep? Or do I just get straight to the red question?
I don't know, because I remember that question. That was deep.
Do you want to meet? I'll ask the deep question.
Which one do you want to ask? You get one question.
I want to answer both.
Pick one. We will record more.
Okay, I'll do the deep question then.
Okay.
Do you consider suicide to be murder, and how do you think God views suicide?
Mm. You know, that's a hard one. Me personally, I don't look at suicide as murder. And so that's my personal view. That's not like me establishing doctrine or dogma, for any church in any way. And so from what I understand of mental illness, of depression, it is a permanent choice to a very temporary situation. So, something that could pass, something that could be treated and healed from, suicide is a permanent, irreversible action. I don't consider it murder, but I do consider it to be a tragic loss, because, you know, once you know, that person comes out of depression, there's so much impact that person can have in a positive way on the world, and we'll never get to see that because they ended their lives. What does God think about suicide? I don't fully understand God, but based on a sermon that we heard our pastor share through our church, actually, he just recently covered this in a series called FAQs. So it's kind of neat that you pulled that question randomly out of the book. In any case, I'll share the link to that sermon if I can find it. I'll share the link to that sermon in the show notes so people can see our pastor's view of what God thinks about suicide, as well as is it murder or not. Now, chances are, if God so loved us that he, one, created us so that we could love him and love each other, and we're created out of love, and then at the same time, if God's great commission to us is that we go out and we help people know Jesus Christ, know his son Jesus Christ, when we enter lives, we cut short the number of people we can reach for God's kingdom. So, you know, and if the reward of God's kingdom is living forever, and I go ahead and I kill myself, then there were interactions I could have had if I had stayed alive a little bit longer, a lot longer. that could have led to a relationship with Jesus Christ and led to that eternal life. But because I ended my life, there are people out there who are maybe at risk of not knowing Jesus because of those interactions I could have had with that person. Now, you can argue that, you know, God will still just find somebody else to reach out to that person. And that's true. But in any case, I don't think God intends for you to kill yourself. I don't think that that's something that he wants to have happen, because he wants to tell a great story through you, through your life. And he has a great purpose for each one of us. So, you know, for somebody who's going through that, who feels suicidal, you know, I just hope that they find help, get help, and recover from that depression they're going through. So.
Ditto.
Ditto? What he said?
What he said.
Awesome. So thanks for throwing that out there. That was a doozy. And, you know, I never really talk about this much, but, you know, that was something I faced when my parents were divorcing, was that, you know, somebody close to me was suicidal, and, you know, we had to get that person help. And it left an impression on me, you know, that, you know, for a long time, that's what I remember. And, you know, I had to play a big part in staying vigilant and alert to help keep that person stay alive. And, you know, I was 11 years old at the time, so it's not like I was an expert on suicide prevention. And we had just moved to a foreign country, so I didn't know who to call for help or who to ask for help. And we didn't have close family nearby. Fortunately, this person hurt himself in a way that it was unmistakable, and you couldn't hide it. And so when other people saw what had happened, that's when this person got help. And so suicide is something that is near and dear to my heart, because, you know, I saw somebody close to me go through depression, go through the seesaw effect of antidepressants, as well as the impact of a divorce, and seeing them try to take their lives. And had that person succeeded, I never would have had the relationship with the person that I have today. You know, like, that person would be gone when I was 11 years old. So we're talking, what, I'm 40 now? So, I know, 29 years of not being around this person. And you wouldn't know this person at all, because this person would never have been around. So I'm a big fan of botched suicide.
There you go.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can recover from that. People can recover from that. They can bounce back. They can get help. They can find healing in their hearts. And that pain that they're feeling will eventually go away. And so that's my own personal impact and brush with suicide. Thanks for bringing the mood of this show down, huh?
Now let's bring the mood of the show up.
Okay. And one thing I think we should do for this particular episode, because you did bring this up, is make sure that in the show notes we have the number to the suicide hotline. I don't know it off the top of my head, so I couldn't just tell you what it is right now. Olivia, Liv is going to look it up. Liv is going to look it up for us, and then we'll go ahead and say it on the air in a moment, and then I'll make sure that that number is in the show notes as well. And you'll be able to find the show notes at therealjerrydugan.com/084. That sound like a good idea?
Good idea.
Good idea.
Good idea.
All right. All right. So Liv has the number, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. And it's one of those numbers that actually has a number, like a name to it, right? Or a word?
Suicide prevention.
It's the suicide prevention hotline. But I thought it was like 1-800-4-LIFE or something like that.
Yeah, like it's 1-800, like dogs or something.
Well, it says National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Oh, okay. So it's just that number that's showing up on the search right now. Okay. So we'll go with that. That was
1-800-273-8255.
Awesome. Boom. All right. So we'll make sure that number gets into the show notes as well, as well as a link to the website. I bet they have a chat line too. That'd be really cool.
That would be cool.
There was a suicide hotline for teenagers that they implemented a text hotline, and they were actually reporting that they were saving lives via text messaging, because the percentage of text messages that are read is about 100%. People don't ignore text messages. They show up, and you're like, oh, yeah, I read that. All right. Ready for my question to you?
Addie.
All right. Oh, wow. Are you ready for your question? Am I ready for the question? Who would you like others to think you are?
What does that even mean?
So when somebody hears your name, what are the things you want to come to that person's mind?
Ooh, Prima Ballerina, the best ballerina in the world. You want to go watch her. Boom.
All right.
Dunna.
That was quick.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say stuff like, you know, I'm a person who's always there for them. I'm creative. But yeah, ballerina.
And funny.
And funny. You know, people do say that about you. Like, oh, Emma, she's so funny. Like your friends. Like when I was a watchdog at your school and people would ask who my child is. And I would say, oh, it's Emma. Like, oh, yeah, she's so funny.
Aw, yeah. That's cute.
And I'm like, oh, my baby girl, she's so cute.
Aww.
And funny. Yeah.
Danny.
And you're really smart. Wait, why'd you start doing that? When did you start doing that? You don't know?
Daddy.
Yes.
I want McDonald's for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
Or tacos.
Tacos.
Since I'm sick.
I don't know if you should have tacos if you're coming off what you're coming off of.
I'm sick. Yeah, I held down ramen, so.
Yeah, because that's more bread-based. It's pasta-based.
Tortilla is.
But the egg wheat is not. We'll see. We'll play it by ear.
There's cheese and goldfish, and I kept goldfish.
That's fake cheese. That's like powdered cheese. That's not real cheese.
You're powdered cheese.
Mm. Powdered cheese sounds good. You know what sounds good?
Ew, that sounds disgusting.
Popcorn with that flavor called butter salt.
Oh, please don't.
Oh,
please,
yeah,
don't,
that sounds so good. That sounds so good. Don't. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's like selling diabetes.
It is not.
Yes. It's like a giant, like a half a gallon size thing of...
It's a pint.
Flavacol.
And it's salt, so it's not going to lead to diabetes.
But it sounds like it should.
It might lead to hypertension.
Like just Flavacol.
Flavacol.
It just sounds so healthy. So
delicious.
Healthy.
Okay.
It sounds like a cigarette brand.
Flavacol. Yeah, it does. You know, I never thought of that. Hmm.
Maybe they put cigarette ashes.
Cigarette ashes in the butter salt?
Yes.
But I love it. It's the butter salt that is used in about 94% of all movie theaters in the United States of America.
I don't science, know, people. I don't it's
know
science.
I don't know what the other 6% uses, but this is the butter salt that is used by like AMC.
The other 6% probably use like cigarette ash.
Actual. They're like, oh, we're not going to butter it up with cigarette ash.
Yeah. I mean, so many of their employees probably smoke outside. Because if they don't use Flavacol, then they're probably like a cheaper end movie theater.
Mm.
So there's probably like, you know where I'm going with this. Probably on like the downtown area, the west side.
Of our town?
Well, just of any town.
Maybe it's like independent movie theaters or like the small town movie theaters. Like they don't use the Flavacol. They just use regular salt.
Yeah.
Old school salt.
Old school.
Old school. Or maybe they don't serve popcorn.
Darn it.
It's the kind where you just sneak in your own candy bars. I don't know. I'm making this stuff up so badly.
What movie theater does not sell popcorn?
I don't know.
What if, they didn't sell popcorn, so somebody, they literally brought a microwave and a bag of poppable popcorn in their purse?
I don't know.
They should make mini microwaves.
To fit in the purse?
Yes, and you know how they have like those like food like ready to eat, you just microwave it and you're ready to go?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe you don't have time to microwave it, so you just put your little mini microwave in your purse, and so then you can microwave it then.
Well, I don't know if that would be something that would be safe.
It'll work.
Like it probably would work, but... you know, would it be safe to use? Because
yes.
Isn't microwave radiation, not radiation, but, you know, the energy waves from microwaves, that could cook your insides. So do we want people cooking stuff from the purses? Besides, you know, cell phones, they heat up so much. Can you just, like, put your cell phone up against...
Probably. Oh, I wonder if somebody's ever brought, like, an easy bake oven. That'd be funny.
Hmm. Would it have to be battery powered, though?
No, it's just light plug bulb it in somewhere. And plug it in.
Yeah. But in a movie theater, you have to find the plug, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure with society these days, the next movie theater built, they're probably going to have little outlets in the handle of the chair.
Oh, man.
Well, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, it would.
Done it. Daddy, I want to go to the Alamo Draft House movie theater.
When it opens up here in Corpus?
Yes.
That'd be awesome. I think we are going. We probably will go in the first week or two.
Yes, we will.
You think so?
No, we won't.
We tend not to be like early adopters of anything. we like the crowd to die down. We don't like going to Disney World when it's busy. We like to go when everybody's not there. So,
and everybody's in school.
Yeah.
Being bossed around by stupid teachers that assume things. It's so true.
What are you referencing anyway? Are you just referencing school in general?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, Mom told me that you convinced one of your teachers to allow you to sit at the front at his podium.
Oh, yeah.
I need to hear more about that. What's the story behind that?
My teacher, Mr. Cruz, he has like this little podium at the front of the desk. He's a really cool teacher. He's awesome. I love him. Like, as a teacher. Love him as a teacher. You know? That's not
good to hear.
It's awkward.
Okay, so.
Not like that girl from Pretty Little Liars.
I have not seen that show yet.
Me neither. Mom had got me hooked on it. Today, she walked into my room to check on me, and she's like, hey, what are you doing? I said, nothing. I said, what are you doing? She said, watching Pretty Little Liars. And then she got me hooked on it, so yeah.
Oh.
And then one of the girls falls in love with the teacher, and they, like, make out and stuff.
Liv, what are you showing our daughter?
Anyways, so.
But this is not like this is what you're saying.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And he's like 60.
That's a whole another episode.
He's old, like older than dad old.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Cheaper to keep her.
Okay.
Mommy will not let me forget that, huh?
So. Oh, yeah. One day, he wasn't using his little podium thing, so I said, Mr. Cruz, can I go sit up there? And he said, sure. And so, yeah. And then I sat up there. And then a couple days later, I said, hey, Mr. Cruz, can I go sit up there? And he said, yeah.
And you just kept asking every day, and now it's just a thing?
Yeah, except the other day I asked him, he said, no, not anymore, because if the principals walked in, they're going to be like, what are you doing? And it would just get him in trouble, so.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because it's really fun sitting up there.
Why do you like sitting up there anyway?
Because it makes me feel in charge, because you're like taller than everybody. You're sitting at the podium.
I wish people could see the face you made as you said that. The podium. Oh, gosh.
And I made a really cute face.
You did. All right. Anything you want to add before we close out this episode?
Sprite is disgusting.
Why do you say... Why?
Actually, Coke is disgusting.
Oh, you're not a big soda drinker.
No. Yeah. I just don't like the fizz in your mouth. I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's too spicy.
Well, now you know, people.
It's too spicy.
Well, that's all we've got for episode 84 of the
One Jeep
Q&A podcast. And I've been your host, Jerry, from The Real Jerry.
No, I've been your host.
Calm. And, of course, you have my mini-me, Emma.
I've been your host.
Yeah, she's pretty much taking charge of this episode.
I've been your host.
You can find the show notes at therealjerrydugan.com.
And you can find my YouTube channel at youtube.com/beautyxoxodance.
Yeah. When's the last time you put a video on there?
The 7-second challenge.
That was like 3 months ago.
It wasn't.
You need some more episodes, girl. All right, so beautyxoxodance
videos,
on YouTube. Videos,
not episodes.
And so she needs to put some more videos up, and we'll talk about that later. And,
no, I won't.
Our podcast episode, you can find the show notes at therealjerrydugan.com/084. And don't forget to call in at 361-434-0126. Go ahead and read it.
361-434-0126. I didn't have to look at the little booklet.
I didn't have to look at the little booklet.
Can I tell them the Beyond the Rut one?
Sure, go ahead.
Beyond the Rut phone number hotline thing. That sounds cool. 361-596-3788. I repeat, that is 361-596-3788.
All right.
Boom.
So if you have no idea what Beyond the Rut is, you can go to beyondtherut.com and see my other show there. It's also on iTunes and Stitcher.
Me and Dad built a desk.
Yes, we did. Oh, yeah. Well, we just signed off, so we'll have to tell them about that another time.
Then sign off again.
No, this is it. Bye, everybody.